This is the BBC.
Here is Thursday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast, a truly chaotic innuendo bingo with the boys from Busted. It's a brilliant one. What songs do you like apart from one line in it? Alice is on Real or No Real, and can I equalise today on Bangers?
Scott Mills. BBC Radio 1.
Right, we're on, and it's nearly the weekend. Busted, join us for Innuendo Bingo at 1:45.
It's kind of life goals made with that one. I haven't played bingo against Busted before, and we all know how much I love Busted growing up.
You did. Massive fan. Well, I bet you... Imagine if, like, 15-year-old self would know this.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. As you sat there in your bedroom listening to Sleeping With The Lights On. Again and again. Which you've already told them is one of your favourite songs of all time.
Yeah, totally.
So Busted on at 1:45. I'm concerned about the amount of sleep you're getting at the moment.
Yeah, I didn't get much sleep last night. I was DJing for Kent Uni last night and was back a little later than I expected.
Now, do you remember the other day we were talking about how Chris had some spare time on his hands in the morning? So a guy on Twitter got in touch and was like, fancy a coffee? And you went with the guy that you never met before for a coffee.
Yeah. Well, I just thought I was passing where he was, so go buy him a coffee. Why not?
There are reports coming in that you appeared on a student radio station in the dead of night last night. Are you okay, hon?
I was on quite a long car journey home, and someone tweeted me saying, do you fancy coming on our student radio station? So I was like, go on then, why not?
What, which
about
one
half
was it?
3 in the morning. It was Raw Student Radio in Warwick. Yeah.
You just rang them up?
Yeah, well, they sort of invited me, so I rang. I was like, you're right, it's Chris Stark.
Was it a full-scale interview, or...?
Yeah, kind of, it just went from there, really. It was a very nice chat.
About 4:30?
About 4:30, if anyone happened to catch that one.
Right. There's something else weird that you've done, which I want to discuss with you very soon.
Scott Mills.
Our normal producer, who normally works on the show, is off on paternity leave at the moment. His wife gave birth to a beautiful baby girl just the other day. I hope he's not listening, because this is going to ruin the surprise.
Yeah,
it's fine.
Oh, yeah, good point.
You kind of forget this goes out everywhere, don't you?
Well, anyway, he will be receiving a card.
Yeah, I mean, you would expect us to send a card. So
yeah, it's not really a surprise. In fact, it's a bit of a lame surprise if that's the case, isn't it? Because it is just a card.
Are we just sending this, or is this other stuff as well?
I don't think there's any money in the envelope.
All right, cool. And people have written such lovely messages. There's Joe there saying, congratulations, love to all three of you. Kate there saying, congrats, you guys.
Now you're reading his card, if he is listening.
Massive congratulations, so chuffed for you. That's from Mel. And then we come to your one. And this is why I'm saying that you need a bit more sleep. What does yours say?
I thought it was so clever. What I loved is it took you so long to figure out what it was from.
I'm really confused.
Well, the problem is I was quite late arriving on the card, and it's all the messages have been done, so I was trying to think of something different.
Can I read it out?
Yeah, go on then.
Nant in Gonyama, Bagithi Baba.
Yes.
Sithi in Gonyama.
Yes. Love, Chris.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine. It's the opening line to The Lion King. You know where... you know where it's like that? Nant in Gonyama. That one.
And you just put that in his...
Is that weird?
Put that in his new baby congratulations card.
I thought it was clever.
Scott Mills.
You are aware of what you put in the card for this new baby girl, are you?
Yeah,
like
the
translation, yeah?
Yeah.
And you're happy with that?
Fine.
All right. So, Lauren in Milton Keynes says, you've just put in that card, there comes a lion. Oh, yes, it's a lion. There comes a lion. Oh, yes, it's a lion. We're going to conquer. It's a lion and a tiger. Which I think should be standard for all new baby cards now.
Scott Mills.
And here are Busted. Hi, lads.
Hello.
Hi. That was from entrance to being on air was pretty quick, wasn't
pretty
it?
Pretty quick.
That was swift.
Yeah.
Hugs all around as well.
Yeah, we managed to fit a quick hug in as well. Now, which one of you was it that tweeted Chris and said that you actually wanted to play this game? Is it you, James?
I can't remember.
It was you, James. I remember you talking about this for quite a while.
I probably did.
James has been stalking you and watching loads of your videos online.
Yeah.
I like the Mila Kunis this before. One.
Yeah, I know. You've said
that's my favourite
still
interview.
On this. It was a while ago that now. Yeah. But yeah, still one of your faves.
It's one of my favourites.
Yeah.
So the reason you're here playing this game is just because James wants to?
Yes.
Yes.
Entirely.
I'm into it.
Yeah.
You're into it, yeah?
I'm into it.
Okay.
I'm into it.
Got spare pants?
I didn't bring any change of clothes.
At all?
Where are you going after this?
We are going, I think we're going home, aren't we?
I've got a day off.
Oh, yeah, you've got a day off. How's
I'm going
the tour?
Around a corner to buy some dry clothes.
Tour's awesome. We're playing London Hammersmith Apollo tomorrow, so we're very excited about that.
Yeah.
Five shows in. It's all been going very well.
Is it quite easy to recover straight after a show now? Because, like, you were playing last night, weren't you?
Yeah, in Leicester.
And now you're here, ready to go.
Yeah, it's nice. It's nice. We're kind of, it's good.
Are you tour busing it, or are you going home to your own bed at the end of the night?
We're half and half. We're kind of we're on the bus from next week, yeah. I think. But we've kind of it's been close to London so far, so we've been kind of coming home.
Got you.
But we're on the bus fully into it next week.
I'm imagining for Leeds, Newcastle, and Aberdeen, you're on the bus.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah. Right. So you're only five dates in. Any crazy stories that have happened yet, guys?
So many crazy.
So much craziness, Scott.
The craziness is off the chain.
I bet it is.
I actually called Cambridge Norwich, which is really crazy.
Always good when you get it wrong. Yeah.
How you doing, Norwich?
They love it, don't they?
He just suddenly crawled back into his shell.
I was like, oh, okay.
Oh, that happened.
Here's a question, Matt. Because your lovely wife Emma is hosting the Brits this year, does that mean that you and your bandmates get top table?
Well, yes, but unfortunately we're playing Newcastle that night, so we can't go. She's devastated.
You are.
Yeah, so I can't. I can't go. I'm really bummed out. I really, really want to be there for her, but I can't.
Yeah, I mean, I guess the gig was put in before.
It was. So it's
but aren't your commitments, haven't you, really?
Yeah, man. You can't just cancel a Newcastle gig.
Yeah, not gonna lie, we tried to reschedule, but it's impossible. So we can't. Yeah.
Right, I'm going to play the next track from your album Night Driver, which is out now, called Thinking of You, and then we're going to get you all in position for today's Innuendo Bingo, 3-1. How are you feeling about it, Chris?
I was going to be wet. I assume up for it.
I'm well up for it. I'm going to fill my mouth.
Yeah, exactly. Nice. I think like once you're here, you might as well. Scott Mills. And now.
It's time to witness the wetness. This is Innuendo Bingo.
And the Latch and Busted are playing the game, all because James said that he wanted to once. And now here we are. It's actually happening.
James is not easily amused, either.
Oh, no, don't say that.
I am, though.
Okay. Do you know what? So many people have been on saying that they either can't wait to see you on tour or they've already been to see you over the last few dates.
Amazing.
And absolutely loved it.
Excellent.
Sick. People were sending you videos last night, weren't they, Chris?
Yeah, I got a couple. Sleeping with the Lights On.
Which is Chris's favourite.
Yeah, that's the one you get off the train to, isn't it?
That's
the train song.
So what they do, because they know he likes it, they just send him videos of when you're playing it on stage.
Yeah.
Okay, so loads of water in your mouth, please. Let's not be shy about it.
Okay, here we go, Charlie.
Entire glass.
Cheers, mate.
As much as you can fit in, really. I'm going to start with a classic, and it's Elaine Page's show on BBC Radio 2. Now, Elaine chooses all her own music on that show. I just can't really imagine what was on her mind when she picked this song. That's me.
Hey, baby, you look like you could use a stiff one.
That's what I could do with right now. Stiff one.
Okay.
Oh, Matt.
Oh,
Elaine Page.
Where did the second one come from?
I was laughing more harder at how much you look like the Grinch when you put the water in your mouth.
I think it's what I could do with right now. Stiff one.
Elaine Page there.
Elaine.
Okay, more water, please.
Mm. Why the Grinch?
This is going to be a good one. Oh, Chris.
What was the Grinchiness? Like?
You can spit it out. No? Mm. Okay. Mm. Back to Channel 4 early this week. And here is a contestant called Simon from Come Dine With Me. Have a listen to this. Simon has come up with a surefire way to win that £1,000.
So I've gone for three quite gooey cheeses. So I'm hoping that, you know, the nice cheese will ooze out of my balls later to make them all smile.
Oh, look at Matt. He loves it.
Oh, that was a big one.
I came off worse than that one.
That's how he's going to win.
Ooze out my balls later to make them all smile.
Yeah.
To make them all smile. That'll leave a smile on your face, that will.
Okay.
That's very good.
Let's have some more water there.
That's very good.
Okay, you need more?
Please, yeah.
I think we're going to run out.
You're out of water?
Yeah, seriously, we're taking on a lot of water here. Way more than normal.
Matt's going to lose it by the end. Now it's yesterday's episode of The Archers. The Archers, and a perfectly normal conversation between these two characters down on the farm. Or at least it is completely normal until one of them gets distracted.
Nice afternoon for it.
Yes, though I'm not sure if it's going to last.
I should make the most of it then.
Yes. Oops.
You okay?
His girth's a bit loose. I'd better just check.
This is a wet one.
This is brilliant.
Hey, I'm taking one really badly. You got snow on your face.
Oh, wow.
Sitting in the middle was the worst idea.
Yeah, it wasn't the best. A lot of people enjoying this on Facebook Live right now.
Huh?
That's what you wanted me to go in the middle.
Yeah, so I wanted you to go in the middle.
Yeah. Matt, to be fair, Matt is copying most of the water.
Yeah. That was, I think a little bit of snot came out when I laughed.
Excellent.
As well, so like there's a mixture of water and snot on my face.
If you were wondering what that was all about, that was a girthy sheep.
His girth's a bit loose. I'd better just check.
Checking
Thank you,
his girth.
Jen in Birmingham for that one.
Oh dear.
Okay. Okay. And calm. And another favourite now from BBC Radio 4.
Okay.
And we're going to a sports bulletin during the Commonwealth Games. Now they are, of course, professionals on Radio 4. They spend hours learning how to pronounce the names of all these sports stars. Exactly right.
Kimberly Rennix won Scotland's first gold, beating India's Sushila Lakmabam.
That's not real. That's
that
not real.
Rubbish. Real.
That is rubbish.
Real.
No one's called Lakmabam.
Sushila Lakmabam.
What is that from?
Real name.
Scott, what's that from?
That's not
Commonwealth
her name.
Games.
That's Sushila Lakmabam.
Yes. It's Lakmabam.
Lakmabam. I think it's better when you say it.
Thank you. Anyway.
Sushima Lakmabam.
Yes.
Okay.
More water. More water, please.
Okay. That's a fun water. Register at school. Lakmabam.
Stop saying it, Matt. Ken Bruce now from Radio 2 yesterday. And Ken Bruce had Alexander Armstrong on, sharing some memories of his very long career. And now here's just remembering one encounter here with an old actor called Ed Tudor Pole. And Alexander recalls it fondly.
I think Eddie Tudor Pole is a wonderful English, you know, one of the great eccentrics. I've come across him once. I'm not sure he would remember.
What is going on? It's just absolute carnage now.
Johnny was good when the second it started.
I've come across him once. I'm not sure he would remember.
Oh, I can just feel Charlie dribbling on my leg.
Excellent. It's not for the first time.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, okay, now we're going over to Gary Lineker on BBC One. Now, this one is also from the Commonwealth Games.
This is chaos.
Earlier, we did tell you how much time the Radio 4 presenters spend learning how to pronounce people's names. Water, please. What's going on? This is the most chaos we've had for a while.
That's so funny.
Here we go.
Oh, my pants are wet.
Oh, okay. Good. Water, please. Okay. Gary Lineker needs to practice the names more, I'd say. Here we go.
And a little earlier, Kimberly Rennix won Scotland's first gold in the 48 kilogram category. She beat Sushila Lakmabam.
Oh, she's the thickest on here.
Oh. There she is again.
Sushila Lakmabam.
Okay.
That's the same one twice.
So good.
Okay, here we go.
Lakmabam, that was.
That's funny every time.
Still good.
More water, please. More we water. Are playing Innuendo Bingo with Busted. It's pretty wet down there.
Oh my God.
So
right, while we're doing sport, it's time for a quick one from Le Tour de France. Ready? Unfortunately, there's been a very unfortunate accident.
A 9-minute deficit at the moment for Alberto Contador. And the skid marks left on the road after the fall were over 100 metres long.
100 metres.
A 9-minute deficit at the moment for Alberto Contador. And the skid marks left on the road after the fall were over 100 metres long.
Yeah. Oh. That's a big skid mark.
I know. And finally...
Oh. Messy boy.
Here we go. Woo! Life on Earth with David Attenborough. Mm. Now, there's a man that really has seen it all over the years. And I know that even if I am lucky enough to live to 90 like him, I will never have seen anything like this.
This is the greatest gash that exists in the surface of the Earth. From the rim to the river at the bottom is a vertical mile. There are a number of trails down, and the usual way is to make the trip on the back of a mule.
Oh, wow. That was a great one. Thank you very much to... Charlie, Matt and James, busted. Good luck with the rest of the tour, lads. And thank you for being epic on Innuendo Bingo today. That was a great one.
That's my bucket list.
Scott Mills.
This is Scott Mills.
BBC Radio
1. Afternoon, Callum.
You all right, Scott?
How are you doing?
Yeah, I'm good, thank you.
What are you doing at the moment?
I'm working in a garden nursery, cleaning up plants.
Okay.
Not dodgy, though.
No, well, I didn't say it was dodgy.
No, that's all good.
Why would I think you were dodgy, Callum?
A lot of people do think.
Okay.
Okay, good.
And you have Radio 1 throughout the day?
Yeah, all
nice.
Day.
Nice.
Whereabouts are you then?
In a little village called Ridgemont.
I know. Junction 13 M1, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I
know. You sound like you know Junction 13 M1 quite well, Scott.
Yes.
Right, so who do you normally pick?
Chris. Because he's an absolute legend.
Oh, lads. Okay.
Oh, I hope I don't let you down today, Callum.
Oh, yeah, hopefully.
Why don't you go first?
Do you know what, Callum? I think today's bang, I'm not just saying it, is such a tune. I really hope you like this one. This is my choice today. This is by someone called Necker. The song's called Heartbeat.
Oh.
And this is the Chase and Status remix of this song. It is huge.
Are you aware of this track, Callum?
Oh, yeah, I've heard it before.
Yeah. Okay, well, that's one option. Or you've got me, and I've got... Everyone's a kid that no one cares about. You just gotta keep screaming till they hear you out. Tiny Temper featuring Eric Turner. Ho!
Legend.
Oh, that is a banger, Scott.
Written in the stars.
Hang on. Alarm bell's ringing.
But on the other hand, they are both decent tunes.
They are both big songs today. Oh, yeah, they are, what? Callum. I mean, what Callum. Songs to garden to, man?
Callum, you are really God. Making me laugh.
I don't know what all my lad workers want to hear. What do you reckon they will do?
Oh, I don't know, mate.
Can you ask them? Might take too long. It's your choice, mate.
That's a hard one. I'm sorry, but it's going to have to be Scott today.
Yes!
No, no.
Yes.
Oh, you've pulled out of the bag, Scott.
Thank you. Thanks, Callum. A million miles away, a message to the main. That is Tiny Temper and Eric Turner with Written in the Stars on BBC Radio 1. I'm Scott Mills.
I'm absolutely gutted that I didn't get my choice today on bangers. I know mine was a slightly older one, but what a tune. To be fair, yours is good. I'm just gutted. Look, Ruth in Knaresborough. Play Chris's track anyway. Amazing choice.
You can put it back in again. I mean, let's be honest, we've both started to do that now. Because we're running out.
We're not running out.
No, I've got a new kind of energy for this. Two all, exciting times tomorrow.
Scott Mills.
So yesterday on the show was, pretty cringe for me. We did a thing called Boss Chicken, which we've not done for a while, where you have to ring up your boss and say something that you really don't want to say.
It's not the kind of game we can play very often, to be fair.
No. So there's a guy in our office who's kind of one of the bosses that when you make a video for iPlayer, he's kind of in charge of it. And recently on Instagram, he is getting built. I mean, this guy is seriously going for it. He's on some kind of 90-day plan. And as a result, on his Instagram, there are lots of pictures, mostly of him shirt off, so you can see the improvement in his torso. And me and Chris, very impressed by how well he's doing. Yeah, he looks fit.
He's doing well, yeah.
He's doing very well. And we keep meaning to say it in the office, but it's a bit too awkward to be like, hey, I've checked out your Instagram, you're looking fit.
I find that I'm always avoiding that conversation with him.
So what happened yesterday was one of us had to say it. We take it in turns to say, oh, you've got a lovely chest, while his phone is ringing. Whoever it lands on, so whoever is about to say it, when he answers, has to tell him. So awkward.
You've got a lovely chest.
You've got a lovely chest.
Got a lovely chest.
You've 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 got a lovely... Hello?
Hello, who's speaking? Hello, who's speaking?
You've got a lovely chest. Hello?
Hello? Hello there.
Hello, Phil, it's Scott Mills.
Scott, how are you doing?
Just wanted to say that you've got a lovely chest and you're looking well fit on Instagram.
Thanks, buddy.
I've got to go. Bye.
Bye.
Bye, bye, bye.
See ya.
Ah! That's so good.
God!
You just said that to him.
Ah!
Oh, God!
Well, that doesn't make things awkward anymore.
Oh, that was awful.
So good. You've not spoken to him today, have you?
I haven't, no.
You've avoided him.
I can't bring myself to.
Scott Mills.
Sometimes there's just one line of a song that annoys you. David, do you have one?
Yeah, just a small one.
Go on.
It's the Charlie XCX song in the after party.
It's always tricky to say that right, isn't it? The Charlie XCX.
Yeah.
I have heard it go wrong.
XCX.
Charlie Sex.
Yeah.
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 I did call her that for a while. She wasn't keen.
So what line's annoying you?
The bit where he says, shout out to Whitney, you were so wicked. It basically sounds like he had to rush massively to get it finished, and they were like, just come up with anything and just shove it in the middle because you've got to extend it a little bit. And then he just went, oh, it's so wicked. She was so wicked. He could have like rhymed it or paid someone to find a rhyming word with Whitney.
That's Lil Yachty and his part of the song, isn't it?
Yeah.
Let's hear it now.
I come over, bring a couple friends, I keep mine with me. Shouts out to Whitney, she was so wicked.
Oh, God, it is annoying, actually, isn't it?
Yeah, it's just a little bit.
And that's the line every time you hear it, right?
Yeah, and I cringe a little bit every time he says it, because just you're just hearing him just, you know, struggle to find words.
Just making it up on
Whitney.
The spot there.
Yeah.
Whitney was wicked, though.
Yeah, she was wicked, but he could have said something like... shout out to Whitney.
She's better than Britney.
Or she's always with me, or something like that.
Yeah, okay. Good. Yeah.
Doesn't quite scan, does it?
You've really thought this through, haven't you?
Do you like the rest of the song?
Yeah, the rest of the song's quite good. It's just that bit where he starts speaking.
All right. I'll pass it on to Lil Yachty, all right?
Yeah, brilliant. Cheers.
See if
you
can change it. Love you, bye.
Yeah. Love you, bye.
BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
There's so many people getting in touch about this. I knew this would be a good one. Trouble is, some of these lyrics I don't really hear, and now they're going to annoy me now that you're pointing out them to me all the time. Right, Radio 1, who's that on the line?
Hello. Hi, it's Georgie.
Hey, Georgie, okay?
Yeah, you all right?
Yeah, what's your one?
So mine is Max Jones. It's a bit where it says, we can throw shapes together, but it doesn't mean you're in my circle.
We can throw shapes together, but it doesn't mean you're in my circle.
See,
yes, so true. Yes.
I've got it here, but I don't remember it from the song.
I mean, we can throw shapes together, but it doesn't mean you're in my circle.
What does that mean?
I've never noticed
it. I don't know. It reminds me of, like, Mean Girls or something.
That doesn't mean you're in my circle.
Yeah. You know, like in Mean Girls where it says you can't sit with us?
Oh, yeah, it is kind of like that.
It reminds me of that, yeah.
Really is. Amelia, have you got one?
Yep.
Go on.
Starving by Hayley Steinfeld.
I love that song.
No.
No?
It's no.
What, all of the song?
The song's all right. Gets in your head. But it's just this one line that really, really irritates me.
Oh, no, because we play this song quite a lot on Radio 1 as well.
Yes, you really do. Tell me about it.
Okay, right. See, we're all going to notice this line in the song now all the time. What is it?
It's something about a zoo and butterflies, and it just makes no sense at all.
I agree. I know the line.
I don't.
Yes.
Don't need no butterflies when I can give you the whole damn zoo.
That's
it's
the one.
Something like that.
I didn't even know it said that.
It irritates me as well, that line.
There's a beat right after that line, and you've just got that time to register it. And God, it just really, really upsets me.
Right. It's because it sounds clever, doesn't it? But what, you don't really see butterflies in the zoo, do you?
Not true.
It's one specific enclosure. It's a bit niche in the zoo.
It's quite, I mean, you'd say giraffe, wouldn't you?
Yeah. It's a niche thing in the zoo.
It is, very much so. And even if it was true, even if that didn't make no sense whatsoever, who wants that? I don't understand it.
Yeah.
It's just, who wants that?
You want more than butterflies. You want the whole zoo. You want the elephant inside you. You want it all.
What would you like butterflies to be replaced with, or we just want to scrap the whole line?
Just scrap the whole line.
Okay.
Yeah, if that's doable, that'd be fab.
Do you want to hear it?
I've got it here. Don't need no butterflies when you give me
the whole damn zoo. Oh, I forgot why.
I've never spotted that, and I love that song.
Oh, it's terrible. It's such a bad line.
Again. Don't need no butterflies when you give me the whole damn zoo. That is terrible, isn't it?
It's awful. It's so bad.
Good to speak to you.
Okay, thanks.
That's going to really annoy me now. Love you, bye.
Bye-bye. Scott
Mills. Talked about one line in the song that does your head in. Chris has actually got who's on the line next. Who have we got?
Yes, okay, line one. We got James.
Hey, James.
Hey, afternoon.
What's the song?
Katy Perry, Firework.
Okay, what's the line? I think I know what you're going to say.
Wow, straight from the beginning, really. I think it's the first line.
Which is?
Do you ever feel like a plastic bag?
Does your head in, does it?
Well, I can't say I personally felt like a plastic bag.
No.
I can imagine Kite would have been a better one, but obviously the government are doing such a push on recycling at the moment.
Annoying, though, because such a good song, and that spoilt it from the very outset.
Well, I saw a video of Jeremy Clarkson's reaction, so of course I've got that in my head every time I hear the song.
Oh, yeah, when it came to Reggae One. Yeah. Do you
ever feel like a
plastic bag? Yeah, you're not keen, are you?
No. It's not a bad song, but
just that line.
From the outset, it battles to win back the affection, you know.
Okay, who we got next?
Okay, next up, line two, Claire.
Hello, Claire.
Hello.
What's the song?
Hi, Scott. It is Bruno Mars, 24K Magic.
Okay, what does he say in that? I mean, he says a lot in that.
Yes, Waking Up the Rocket.
I never noticed Waking Up the Rocket.
No one wants to hear that.
No.
Waking Up the Rocket.
It's
Claire, Bruno. That's a great one.
That
so
is a great
cringe.
One. I understand why it's so cringe. Because the lines are so fast in that song, you spot something different every time. So many pretty girls they're all waking up the racket.
I can't bear it.
Good work, Claire.
Right, who's on next?
Okay, on line three is a man called Rob.
Okay, let's take that call.
Hello, Phil speaking.
Hello?
Hello, Phil speaking.
What I've done here, Scott, I think I've accidentally connected you to the member of staff that you called Fit yesterday.
Oh, why have you done that?
That you've been trying to avoid all day, I've noticed. Oh,
you're such a sneak. Sorry, Phil.
That's all right, Scott.
I don't know what he's playing at. Like, he's had no sleep because he was doing some university gig last night. And he thinks everything is really funny when it's clearly not.
So funny.
It's not just you being awkward.
No, not at all. I'm very happy to look you in the eye later.
Scott's following you on Instagram now as well, isn't he?
Is that why he's going bing?
Okay, I'm going now.
Love you, bye.
Do you have any song lyrics that you don't like whilst you're there?
Any song lyrics that I don't like?
Yeah, be quick.
Properly putting me on the spot.
It's hard to think about it.
Back to working out.
Cheers.
All right. Bye. More curls for the girls. Bye.
Bye.
Sorry, my finger slipped.
Why have you done that? Oh, I've gone red again.
If you missed this yesterday, we did this little game, Boss Chicken, and the result of it was Scott told a member of staff that he had a nice chest.
Because he has been working out.
He's been working out a lot, puts pictures up on Instagram. It's been very awkward since. This is BBC
Radio 1. Scott Mills. Alice Levine, I am keen. Hello.
Hello.
Right?
Yeah, good. How are you guys?
Yeah, really good. Earlier on, we were doing lyrics of songs, not whole songs, just one lyric that really gets you. Have you got one?
Yes, I actually do. You know in that Selena Gomez song, Can't Keep My Hands to Myself?
Yes.
So it's all normal, she can't keep her hands to herself, etc. And then it gets to that bit where she goes, I'm in a chord, but why would I want to?
Yeah. Yeah. Great shout.
It's so annoying. It's just a bit choral.
But do you look forward to it a bit?
Yeah, I really do. And I hate myself for it. Yeah.
No, but do you like it because it annoys you?
I'm in a chord, but why would I want to?
I mean, I could, but why would I want to?
It's not even her voice. What voice is she putting on?
Also, weird line.
I mean, I could, but why would I want to?
I mean, I could.
I mean, I could.
But why would I want to?
Anyway, here's today's Real or No Real. Here's your first fact.
Until 1987, the Icelandic government banned all TV on Thursdays to encourage residents to get out and socialise.
Not a bad idea, you know. Chris, I know you're not going to like this one little bit.
So everyone has a TV-free day.
Well, you know that I've only just got a TV, don't you?
Have you? Yeah, because you didn't have one before.
Yeah, treating myself,
blew
didn't
my
I?
Mind.
And went for one of the slim ones.
Oh, did you?
Because last time I had one, you pushed the buttons in for the channels and another button popped out. That was...
When was this, Alice?
That's the one my mum and dad used to have. Do you remember the one I mean? But I actually got a modern one. They're great. I can't sing their praises enough.
Right. So what are you enjoying watching? Because there must be a whole load of stuff that you've just never seen.
Yeah. Like basically from like Saved by the Bell, the college years onwards, there's a really big gap. So I've just been catching up on all of that, really.
Oh, wow. You've got some way to go.
What's your fave? Homes Under the Hammer?
Oh, yeah, that's great. People don't talk about that enough. Homes Under the Hammer's great.
I'll tell you what you want to watch.
What?
Can't Pay, We'll Take It Away is good.
Seriously, which
good. One's that?
The one with Paul Bohill.
Yeah.
He turns up with an important notice and you've got like
bailiffs.
Half an hour to get out.
Yeah.
You're normally in a dressing gown.
So, right, you've got a half hour to leave.
Why are they always not dressed? They've never got clothes
on. Because
they're
never expecting it. Yeah, despite all the letters and everything, they're never expecting it.
It sounds too sad. I'm not sure I'd like this.
Would you not see the cameras outside?
They need to do a celebrity version of that. You're knocking on a few celebrities' doors. You've got half hour to leave. That'd be awesome. Even if they don't really mean it.
I'll be there in a dressing gown.
It'd be funny.
So in Iceland, did they ban TV on Thursdays until 1987? They do stay in a lot in Iceland because cold.
And because dark in the winter.
Horrible.
It's not Iceland, is it? It's a Scandinavian country where they did that slow TV where they just filmed the train for hours and hours and you could just watch a train passing.
Really?
Yeah, for like you could watch it for 9 hours. Nothing happened. Like, no one was in it. Nothing happened.
Is that not just BBC Four?
Yeah, I think they actually showed it on BBC Four. Yeah.
Real or no real? Iceland, no TV on Thursdays.
I'm going to go... Oh, why not? I'm going to go real.
I quite like it. I'm going to say real.
That one's real.
That's craziness.
Keen on that, though. Gets you away from the box, from the square eyes.
Absolutely true. They tried it as a test in the 1960s, and it worked so well, they just carried on. Some claim it's the reason Iceland published the most books in the world per person.
Everyone's writing on a Thursday.
That's a great fact. Right, we'll do more after this.
Scott Mills.
Alice Levine is here with Real or No Real. Hi.
I love this. It's my favourite part of the week.
What, out of everything?
My life's very empty. Don't draw attention to it.
Here's the next fact.
Lithuania's Eurovision entry for 2017 is simply entitled, I Love My Phone.
Sure.
Which sounds very modern, doesn't it?
I don't love my phone at the moment. I've had no end of problems with it this week. I've had to do this like backup thing. I've lost all the WhatsApp chats, all the texts, all the notes, all the
photos.
Babes.
All of it. I've realised that was my life. It's my whole
life.
Yeah,
but sometimes it's quite nice starting afresh again.
Well, look at this background. Look at this lovely background they've given me.
Yeah.
It's just a lovely picture of a wave. I didn't take that. It's nice though, isn't it? It's very relaxing.
Do you remember the song from Eurovision about how good Facebook was?
No. Well, you know Eurovision way better than me.
It was good, was it?
Well, no. It was the entry for San Marino and it just went... Maybe we'll find a bit now, actually. It just goes, Facebook. Then Facebook heard about it and they had to...
Did they shut it down?
Yeah, they shut it down.
Is it complicated?
So then what happened? It was then called the Social Network song because Facebook were like,
oh no,
we're going to sue you. But the word Facebook was just replaced with la 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 la. But then all the other lyrics rhymed with book.
Yeah.
Listen to this.
We know.
If you want to be on the hook, simply take a look.
It's good, isn't it?
I love.
So you can't tell that the words Facebook are out
They've
at all.
They've blended it so well, you just wouldn't be able to tell.
And what are we saying about Eurovision this year? Song's looking good? You know, don't you?
From what I've heard,
Well, when you say good, what, I mean, some good Eurovision songs, yeah.
It's quite an ambassadorial role that you hold, actually, with this Eurovision thing.
Thank you.
You're a guru.
Yeah.
Do anyone fancy coming this year, then?
Can you make it, Chris?
Well, you've invited me before and I've not gone. Maybe so I should go this year.
This is my first invite, actually.
Once you've been, you'll want to go again.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's not the phrase.
It's really not the phrase.
It's like the World Cup.
Well,
it is. It's as exciting as
Eurovision?
That. Yeah.
You commentated on the Euros. You can't say Eurovision's like the Euros. It's very different.
Well, 220 million viewers.
220 million. What I loved about last year, do you remember Justin Timberlake singing that song in the audience?
Yeah.
Loved that. He looked a bit awkward, didn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was quite random him being on. Have they got another big artist doing that?
They will, because it's 220 million people.
Mm-hmm. I can't say. Anyway, is there a song?
Oh, you know, do you?
Is there a song?
You do know.
Is there a song?
He's heard a rumour.
Shut up. Is there a song for Lithuania's Eurovision entry for 2017 called I Love My Phone? Real or no real, Alice?
I think if the Facebook one caused lots of controversy and attention, then they might have gone again. So I think yes.
Chris?
I'm going to go no real.
That one is real.
Yep. It's performed by Vidas Barekis and Eva Zazimowskate and unfortunately hasn't made it through to the final. Eliminated at the semi-final stage.
What was Eva's name?
Zazimowskate.
Yeah.
Yeah, you happy with that?
That's what I do on the actual Eurovision, say it with confidence. And finally...
In Panama, all TVs are the wrong way around. They are portrait rather than landscape.
I'm detecting a theme today.
It's quite TV heavy.
Mm.
Well, that's
so what's
quite
happening
cool
there,
idea.
Then? Are you turning your head around to watch the TV?
Or does it have a little rotation-y thing like you do on your phone sometimes?
I'm just thinking, though, long TV, that's quite... I'm just blowing my mind at the moment, just trying to work out what would be good on that.
Portraits... Like lots of things which are of people's heads.
Yeah, where it's like a one shot of someone.
Yeah,
a
then
mastermind.
It's ideal.
Mastermind would look good.
Landscape's a bit rubbish.
Why would it only be in Panama, though?
Good question.
Yeah, really good question. Yeah, you'd think that if this was a good thing, that they'd roll it out elsewhere. So maybe Panama bought a job lot and they're just trying to get through them because it doesn't actually work.
Remember when you used to do a video in portrait and everyone would be like, oh, that's not going to be good on YouTube.
Oh, yeah. And you'd be a bit nana for not rotating it properly.
Yeah. People just forget. Well, now, because of Snapchat, portrait is back. So Panama are actually ahead of the game.
That's very forward thinking now you've put it that way.
Is this real, though?
I don't know. I think we would have heard about it before, although I do get most of my information from real or no real. I'm going to say no real.
Chris?
I think this is no real.
That one is no real.
Made up. Soz.
I thought it. I saw straight through it. I've had such a great round today. I feel alive.
At the end of that round of Real or No Real...
You have done well. I got 20. You got 30, Alice.
There were only 30 points to get, guys, so that's full marks.
You've done so well. Give yourself a pat on the back there.
Thank you.
And when can we next hear your voice?
What about Saturday and Sunday?
1 till 4.
1 till 3.55.
No, 1 till 4. Okay. See you at the weekend. Love you. Bye.
Scott Mills.
We're back tomorrow from 1 o'clock on BBC Radio 1 or download this free podcast. Hit subscribe.
Scott Mills. BBC Radio 1.